walk in love. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. To walk in love through life, following Christ as our example, is a glorious walk indeed. Others who value life as the world does will not see it as we believers do. They put value only on monetary items, prestige, fame, and bank accounts. Instead, we followers of Christ are to love as he loved and give ourselves after the perfect pattern he set. Our lives are to be given to God in service and therefore as a sweet sacrifice to our Father God. You might hear others scoff or tell you that your life is not all it could be. To them, your life is mediocre. You know the truth. Following Christ and seeing the joy in all the daily gifts from God bring meaning, purpose, and incredible joy and love to your walk of faith. I wrote the following many years ago, and I still mean each word. My gloriously exciting mediocre life. My mediocre life, you might think, ah, wait, my friend, for I've seen a red sunset and made a friend and seen wild geese fly, written a poem, loved and had someone love me back. I heard about Jesus and took him as my Savior. I've heard Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. I've helped someone. Someone helped me. I've drawn close to God and felt his presence. I've followed in the steps of Jesus. I've given birth and watched those children grow. I've been to the circus, grew a garden, tasted lemon meringue pie. I've prayed and watched him answer. I've lost and kept on living. I've listened to the wind alone. I've put my hand into God's hand and learned just how perfectly he can hold you. I've walked with God and know that it is the walk of love. My mediocre life, you say? Ah, my friend, I'm so glad I live it and walk in love through it with Jesus.